This is the Forex Q&A podcast. This is VP, professional Forex prop trader, answering your user-submitted questions every Monday. Now, if you have a question that is Forex-related that has been on your mind and you cannot find the answer to it online, or you don't simply trust the people who are answering that question online, which you probably shouldn't, go to nononsenseforex.com/askVP. Fill out that form and I will get back to you with an answer in 48 hours. And then your question might actually make an episode of the show. That is how we do the show. Now, I started this podcast in June. I did not advertise it, and I started at a time where it's summertime here in the Northern Hemisphere, and people who search for Forex-related things, for whatever reason, don't often search for those things in the summertime. So we are here in episode 9. I honestly expected to be talking to like 10 to 15 people at this point. But to my surprise and absolute delight, this thing is really, really growing. I say it almost every podcast now, but I can't say it enough. I mean, just on Spotify alone, oh my God. You can't even put out a podcast on Spotify until you have 5 episodes. But I have more Spotify streams than I do any other downloads combined from all of the other platforms. Blown away. Spotify Nation, you guys are killing it. On top of that, if you go to Spotify right now and type in Forex Podcast, the Forex Q&A Podcast has taken over the most recommended spot. We are number 1, and we're on episode 9. I can't believe it. I have vaulted ahead of my main competition who has hundreds of episodes out. At least this was the case when I checked on Thursday. Hopefully it's still that way. But what this really does is it confirms what I already suspected, and that is that most traders out there are tired of having the same information jammed into their heads over and over again and having that information not help them trade, having it not work. And then when that happens, you lose money, and when you lose money, all that self-doubt creeps in and you wonder, well, gosh, I thought I was intelligent enough to actually go into this market and make some money. Am I not? Is it me? Turns out it's probably not. I mean, it certainly could be. You have probably made a lot of mistakes. But more than anything, it's the way you were set up and continue to have that same misinformation thrown at you every single day. Those of you who have listened to all of the podcast episodes and seen the videos on No Nonsense Forex on the YouTube channel, you now have opened your eyes to this. You have seen it. For some of you, it just took one video and then you're like, holy shit, I knew it. I just had to hear from somebody else. It was not your lack of intelligence. It was your lack of curiosity. I sat there and thought to myself, too, there has to be a better way. But a podcast like this didn't exist back then. So I had to break out on my own and search for a better way to do things. And that search led me into the fabulous world of Forex trading indicators. And once I did that, I looked and I said, holy shit, there are literally thousands of these things out there to use. Why is everybody talking about the same 10 or 12? And after I found this brand new horizon, I got to work. I outworked everybody. I don't know one Forex trader that put in the time and the research that I did. And over the course of time, I put together an algorithm, which is very simple. It's just a series of 6, sometimes 7 indicators that are used to get me into the best possible trade entries. And over time, especially if you stick with the YouTube channel, and it would help if you go subscribe if you're not already, we are going to put together an algorithm for you. Not exactly piece by piece, but I am going to give you the structure for it. I'm going to tell you the pieces that you need, and it will be up to you to go out and fill in the blanks. Now, there's some really good news. This might sound kind of daunting because, yes, I did spend lots and lots of time putting together the algorithm that I did. And part of that good news is that I have already given you exactly one of the indicators that I use. I will never do that again. But if you guys have not seen the ATR video, go watch the ATR video. That was the one gimme that I'm going to give you. And as for the rest of it, much of that is going to be on you. But I also have some good news on that front. Putting together this algorithm for yourself is not going to take anywhere near as long as it took me. And that good news is going to be revealed in the answer I have to episode 9's question. So without further ado, let's get to it. Now, Joel from Sacramento, California, went to Ask VP and he saw the RSI episode, which just came out this week. Make sure you check that out too. If you want to see me go on a rant about an indicator I hate for 30 minutes. I don't think there's any better way you could spend 30 minutes of your time. I would certainly watch it. And there are tons of great takeaways in that video, even if you already know not to use it. But the plan of action I gave people in that video was, hey, if you use the RSI, stop using it and go look for something better, because much better indicators that do the exact same thing the RSI attempts to do exist. And that's exactly what Joel from Sacramento, California went out and did. He explains this to me in the earlier part of the email, and then towards the end he asked the question, and the question was this. Are there any indicators out there that are worth buying? Now, before I give you my answer, understand there's a reason why I told the story I told early on. So I have literally tested thousands of different Forex trading indicators on all different time frames, all different currency pairs, on all different settings within that indicator. I can't give you an exact number, but let's just say, let's put it at 2,000. All right, so let's say I have tested 2,000 indicators. Now, out of those 2,000, make no mistake, 1,900 of them were trash. Just because these indicators are outside of the dirty dozen certainly does not mean they're any good. Most programmers are not traders. They are making indicators in this century for the market that you and I actually trade. That's certainly a step in the right direction. But most of them are not traders themselves. They are programmers. So out of 2,000 indicators, 1,900 of them were completely worthless and unusable. Now, out of the 100 that were left over, I would say 50 of those had some validity to them. You could have actually used them. They just weren't great. And so I deleted those too, which means the 50 out of the 2,000 that were remaining were damn good. And even though I whittled down that 50 to 7, I still keep those 50 around, because I may discover some little tweak here or there that I didn't think of before that can all of a sudden turn that indicator into something better than I already use. I'm constantly trying to improve what I have. But I will call those my top 50. Now, out of my top 50, how many of those did I pay for? Zero. And make no mistake, I have paid for indicators. I have spent anywhere from $3 all the way up to $50 for an indicator that somebody else was advertising, knowing full well that it probably wasn't going to work, but if it did, even $50 is a very small price to pay for the potential to make millions of dollars in the future. So I had no problem throwing money at an indicator and just seeing if it worked. Problem was, it just never did. So here's the real difference between a paid indicator and an unpaid indicator, a free indicator. Both of them have similarities. I mentioned the idea of this in the RSI video, because whoever showed you the RSI for the first time and whoever keeps on doing it now, they all do the same thing. They show you a cherry-picked example on that perfect moment in time, on that perfect currency pair, on that perfect time frame where the RSI worked fantastically. And the people who create these other indicators do the exact same thing. The only difference between the guy who created the free one and the guy who created the paid one is the guy who created the paid one had the sense to try and charge for it and make a little bit of money. That's the only difference. One is not better than the other. Chances are they're both going to be equally shitty. But the only way to find out if they work is to download them yourself and then back test it and then forward test it. See if it worked in the past and then plug it into your demo account and start trading with it. And you cannot do that with the paid indicators unless you buy them first. And it just so happened, you know, at least on my end, that none of those paid indicators panned out. And I tell you guys, I do not regret paying for them, but I'm telling you right now, you really don't have to. I probably purchased over a dozen different paid indicators and not one worked out. So I can say with confidence, and because I've actually done it, that the answer to Joel's question is no. The only difference between a paid indicator and a free indicator is one guy decided to charge for it. That's it. You can do stuff like this too. If you go to episode 2 and go to that place I showed you to go learn Forex, you can take all of those concepts, repackage them, and turn it into a Forex course and sell the damn thing yourself. Showing people what a trend line is and how to use it is not copyrighted. Now, can you do that? Yes. Should you do that? No. Don't be an asshole and take advantage of people who know absolutely nothing about Forex trading. That is criminal. People like you are the reason I put out the content that I put out. That being said, I don't disparage the people out there that are charging for indicators. You know, I took a chance, I knew what I was doing, knowing that it probably wouldn't work, and it just didn't. Now, the people charging $200 to show brand new traders that don't know anything how to actually trade the market by showing people what a trend line is, what a Bollinger Band is, and what Fibonacci is, yeah, those people should be thrown in jail. But I digress. Let's move on to the good stuff. So now for that extra piece of good news I was promising you earlier. I did say that apart from the ATR, there's no chance I'm giving anybody any of the indicators that I actually use to trade right now. But those top 50 that I've collected over time that I've still hung on to because they are damn good, I'm going to leak a few of those out to you over time. And what you will be getting is a gangster of an indicator that has been tested by somebody who has tested thousands. So you're going to have to do some work on your end, yes. But for being loyal to the podcast and being loyal to the YouTube channel, am I going to give you a little bit of a push and give you a few freebies? Yeah, absolutely. But I will do this all predicated on the promise that you guys are going to keep grinding away and keep building and keep improving on your own algorithms so that one day they're going to actually surpass mine. The people who are lazy and just take what I give them and start trading with it and hope to get crazy good results are going to be very, very disappointed. That is not how this works. And remember too, guys, trade entries aren't even the most important part of trading Forex. You guys all know by now that money management by far is the most important concept and the most important thing you need to get right. Even though it's the unsexy part of trading. The sexy part is the algorithm, is all the things that go into trying to get you the best trade entry. And again, I will be, over time, releasing to you some really, really good indicators you can plug in right away. Speaking of which, those of you on my list, I sent you something on Thursday. If you didn't get it, check your junk mail folder or your spam folder and make sure that what I am sending you does not end up there. Because I haven't sent anything out in a long time, and you guys are nice and patient, I sent you something really, really awesome. It is not part of my algorithm, but it is something that I use a lot. And I wouldn't even hesitate to say something I use almost daily. And you guys got first peek at it. I will probably make a video on what I sent you down the road, but it might not even be till the very end of the year before I do that. If you guys are on my list, you get first crack at everything. All those really cool indicators I said that I'm going to bleed out over time, you're going to see them first. Now, those of you who are not on my list, you did miss out on this one, but there's a lot of really, really great stuff coming. So if you want to be on that list, all you have to do is you can ask me a question on AskVP. That'll put you on my list. Or you can just go to nononsenseforex.com, and off to the right, probably about halfway down, is a little form. You can just put your name and your email in there, and you are on the list. You're good to go. And believe me, I barely send anything out. There's nothing worse than signing up for somebody's email list and then just getting inundated with mail every day. You'll be lucky if you hear from me once a month. But when you do, you are probably either going to get a sneak peek at an upcoming video or an early look at one of the tools that I'm going to be releasing to the public. And whether or not you are on my list, you are a podcast subscriber, a YouTube subscriber, a blog reader, or just finding this for the very, very first time, all I ask in return is that you start putting in the work. Get on that demo account and start testing things out. Armed with the knowledge that I have already given you and armed with these tools that are only going to get better and better as you go along, you are going to see some real, sustainable, consistent results. And that alone will be reason enough to justify me putting in the time and effort that I do to put out this podcast and the videos on the YouTube channel. But another way, if you'd be so kind and you are on iTunes, is to go and give the podcast a 5-star review. That's a great way to support the podcast. Those reviews really do go a long way. And for those of you on Spotify, follow me. Keep this podcast number one. And I will continue to answer your questions every single Monday morning. You get out there and start grinding. Start discovering those tools and those indicators that nobody else knows about and plug them in. Trade with them. Start building your little empire brick by brick. This is the fun part, guys. Go get it.